one more word about to reveal his son in me. In verse 24, and they glorified God in me. In the morning we had in Philippians 3, that I may be, and we be found in him, in Christ. In Philippians 3, and be found in Christ, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but the righteousness of God by faith. And these two terms, of course, are different. In Christ, which is the subject of the book of Romans, the righteousness of God, which have me found in Christ, when God sees me, he sees me in Christ, in the power and the value and the perfections and the full acceptance of God to his Son, the risen one and glorified in heaven. But in me is how the world would see me. So Christ, I be found in Christ, is how God sees the Christian, the believer. But Christ in us is how the world would see us. Now in 2 Corinthians 5, he says, if any man in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things passed away. Behold, all things are made new. That is a position. It's not necessarily the condition. If any man in Christ, I have no connection with the first man, with Adam. I'm not in Adam anymore. But if any man in Christ, he's a new creation. I'm under the headship of the risen and glorified Christ. But Christ in me, as in Colossians, Christ in you, the hope of glory, is how the world would see, how the world should glorify God as they see Christ in me, in his holiness, in his characteristics. Paul, after his conversion, as we have heard, he saw the Lord from glory, and that was the subject of his ministry, the glorified Christ, and also the subject of his ministry to us, in not only in position, but in practice, how God, how people would glorify God in us. In the second part that we read in 2 Corinthians 12, he says, I know a man in Christ. Is there any Christian that is not in Christ? Every Christian is in Christ. Not that we are going to experience what he has done or what happened to him in 2 Corinthians 12. But that is the goal and the final goal for every Christian. Every Christian is found in Christ, and God does not see anything wrong in me. That is the righteousness and the justification, and that is the meaning of justification. You know, in the old, when the false prophet Balaam was called to curse Israel, and God says to him, you cannot curse these people, they are blessed of me. So, and God put in his mouth words. He says, I see no unrighteousness in Jacob. Well, if you look at them in the wilderness, they are full of sins. But God sees them in the value of the blood of the Lamb, in the value of Christ. There is no enchantment. There is no blemish in Jacob or in Israel. And God sees every Christian in Christ, in the righteousness of the Holy One. But here we want to exercise the position. With every position, of course, there is a responsibility. How do people see you and they see me? Do they glorify God when they see? When they see your good works, they glorify your Father which is in heaven.